Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we're devoting our show this month to some of the issues that parents face in the summertime. And remember that if you've missed a show, you can always go back to our website to get caught up, pebblesoftruth.com. But back with me again this week is Scott Phillips. And Scott, our series this month is called Parenting Through the Summertime Attractions. And the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about some of the issues that parents face when it comes to the attractions that our sons and daughters have towards the opposite sex. And this week, I think we're ready for a new attraction challenge. What are we talking about this week?
Well, Cap, in our area, kids have been out of school for a week or two by now. And so you know what they're all saying to their parents at this point.
Sure. I'm bored.
Yep.
Well, Scott, how long did your kids last before the first "I'm bored" was spoken? A couple of days?
More like a couple of minutes. all kidding aside, some, if not many parents, sort of dread the summer because they know their kids are going to be around more and wanting to be entertained more, or wanting to visit one of those summertime attractions. And it can feel frustrating to watch your kids sit on the couch with a snack again, or in front of the computer
again,
or seeing your teens doing nothing but hanging out at the mall, texting friends again.
And for teenagers, the summer job market sometimes can be very tight.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, many adults are taking these jobs that normally were filled by teenagers so that they could make ends meet for their families.
Yep.
So many families who were planning on having their older children go to work are finding that their kids they just have a lot more time on their hands.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And so we don't just want our kids sitting around the house. And, many of those summertime attractions are like amusement parks or even going to the beach. They're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So most families can't afford to do them every day.
So then, Scott, what are some of the things that we as parents can do to meet this challenge?
Well, if you can afford it, you can hire your kids if no one else will.
Mm-hmm.
Find some appropriate projects or chores around the house that your kids can work on. You can even spread the word to your neighbors and see if they have some projects that they would like the kids to do. And even if the kids just work in the mornings, it gives them something productive to do each day.
And that's a great idea, Scott. As you mentioned, those summertime attractions can be very expensive, and this would be a great way for those kids to earn a little extra spending money as well for them.
Sure, and it's a great time to get creative. Besides the usual yard work like mowing the lawn or working in the flower beds or cleaning out the garage, you could tap into their technology skills. Perhaps they could organize your computer files or create a digital scrapbook for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Find a project that they at least have some interest in and then let them go to town on it.
Yeah, and letting them have ownership of the project is also a good point. You know, unless the fire department needs to be called, it's probably best to just let them do the project with their own ideas and plans. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think that our kids, and especially our teens, sometimes give off the impression they would prefer to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But doing nothing gets pretty mind-numbing after a while. Even computer games and playing on the Wii get stale.
Sure.
So having a fun and productive project to work on can keep them engaged for a long time, especially when they feel like it's their project.
Mm-hmm. And along with that, I think that we assume that our kids only ever want to be with their friends.
What?
Surprise.
Yeah, what parent hasn't had their child roll back their eyes into their head when we tell them it's time for a family activity?
You know, Scott, I read some time ago that MTV, of all people, released a study that found that 73% of teenagers feel happiest when they have a close relationship with their parents. Now, they're not going to initiate anything, so it's up to us as parents to get engaged with them and develop those relationships.
Well, hey, that sounds like a great challenge for our listeners this week, Cap, especially with Father's Day coming up. What a great day to spend time engaging with your family.
Indeed it is. But before we go, we want to certainly wish all of our dads out there a very happy Father's Day, and we hope that you can spend some good quality time as a family tomorrow. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.